For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Holy Spirit, it is you that speaketh to the church. Bible says that, and they that have ears, let me hear what the Spirit saith to the church. And so, Holy Spirit, unto you we gather. Into the presence of Jesus, our Lord, we come. Speak to us. Speak to us. And touch our lives today. That even as we hear your word, let the sick be healed. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the blind see. Let the lame walk. Let the weak be strong. Let the poor be prosperous. Let the sinner be turned to be a saint by the power of thy word. When you said, let there be, and they appeared. Today, let it be your will and your purpose being fulfilled in our lives. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen for that. Say amen. Clap your hands. Give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Say, God bless you for coming to church today. Hallelujah. Okay. Wow. We thank God. I welcome all of you to church. Those of you who today is your first time of being among us, this is Makarios Ashalibuche branch, Makarios Church. Hallelujah. We are part a denomination which is part of the Lighthouse group of churches. We have a lot of denominations under the Lighthouse group of churches. And we are one out of about 20-25 denominations, all founded by one man who was obedient to the voice of the Lord, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Hallelujah. And we appreciate him. We love him. We acknowledge him. And this month is a month that God chose 60 years ago to bring this special gift onto the earth. And we are celebrating this month on his behalf. Amen. God willing, next week Sunday is a special Sunday. Hallelujah. That would be exactly his birthday, 14th of May. So we are all coming white. White shirt, white dress, white bubu, white shoe, everything white. Even under, wear white before you come here. To celebrate the wonderful works of God. You know, when it comes to the presence of God, white is very important. He said, and I saw a great multitude of people who were all wearing white. So, it is scriptural and it is biblical, and that's what we are doing. If it's not in the Bible, we don't do. Hallelujah. And so God willing, next week Sunday, everything white. And we are all coming to celebrate. You know, it is important to acknowledge the fact that it is not everybody who is born on earth who can do great things in his lifetime. Do you understand? That is why Nicodemus went to Jesus Christ and told him that we are all pastors, we are all preachers, we are all reading the Bible and teaching people. But when we look at you, we can see that no, the things you are doing, you know, if God is not with you, you can't do that. So you see, Nicodemus was quick to see that all men are not the same. That is why we celebrate people who God himself have chosen to make them unique. We have to also acknowledge them as such and celebrate them. Amen. Ghana celebrates Nkrumah's birthday. Why? Because we feel that among all Ghanaians who were born, Kwame Nkrumah is special to us. Even though people fought for independence before he continued it, but eventually he was the one who brought independence. So, some people want to take it away from him, but we can't take it away from him. We have to acknowledge the fact that. So when we are also here to celebrate Bishop Dagi Mills, please allow her to celebrate him. Because we cannot help ourselves. We cannot. We cannot help it. But that is how God has done it. And we want to align with God. What God has just blessed, no one can curse. So we are celebrating. If you are not laughing, it means that you are not a child of this house. Clap your hands to the Lord, somebody. Amen. And so, throughout the week, throughout the month, we have a lot of activities to celebrate. And we want to encourage everybody to be a partaker of what we are doing. As a sign of your respect and honor. Honor is not just giving somebody money. But honor is also being part of something that celebrates somebody important. Amen. So when you absent yourself, it's a sign that you don't respect and you don't honor. When King Saul went to become a king, when he came to his hometown, some people came to honor him. Some people said, we will not come and visit you to say even congratulations. That's a sign of greatest honor. So I'm a number go be a chiana so na ma kwa ba na na onkwa wo so de me ma e chere say you don't have respect and honor. Hallelujah. And so today we are supposed to have one soul, one word operation, one soul. As the person sitting by you, where is your one soul? Where is your one soul? Show me your one person you brought to church as a sign that you are honoring God. How many brought somebody to church? Raise up your hands. How many? Raise up one. Only one person, two people, three people, four people. Only four people who have honored God. So all of you, you have something. You have something I'm going to teach you today. Hallelujah. And then, God willing, on the 22nd, 24th to 26th, we are going to have a 3 days convention with our Bishop Eddie Adi live here. Say amen. As part of the celebration. Amen. And then next week, which is the birthday, this is a special thing that Bishop say everybody should. If you love Bishop Doug, say this is my gift you must bring to me. Everybody is bringing 3 souls to church. How many will do that? 3 souls. Everybody is bringing. How many? How many? Show your finger to somebody. Say, how many are we bringing? Have you seen 3? As a sign of your honor to him on his 60th birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. In John chapter 8, verse number 48. John chapter 8, Verse number 48. I'm preaching a message entitled, I Have Not a Devil. I have not a devil, but I honor my father. I have not a devil, but I honor my father. Amen. I have not a devil. Tell your neighbor, I have not a devil, but I honor my father. This is Jesus Christ speaking. I'm preaching. There are people out there. Can ushers make sure that everybody is seated, okay? Because sometimes, if you start walking, we will think that you have something that we don't want to say it. Hallelujah. Now, do we all know the story of the woman who was caught in an act? How many know that story? Okay. Do you know where it is in the Bible? Many of you don't know. I know you don't know. Because I know you can read anything, but you don't read Bible. Even though you say you are a Christian. So it is in John chapter 8. This John chapter, the same John chapter 8. That is where that story happened. Where they caught a woman, brought it to Jesus Christ and said, this is a bad woman. He was involved in fornication. So we removed the thing from it and we brought her here. So let's kill her. Jesus said that we don't kill people who have fornicated. Hallelujah. Now after that, Jesus said that I am the light of the world. And then that statement he made became a controversy. So all the Pharisees started fighting him. And arguing and talking and shouting. I mean, he tried to explain himself to them. But the more he spoke, the more he realized that they weren't understanding him. So at a point, the people told him that. Go back to the previous verse. The previous verse. 46. Go back to 46. Hey, 46. Jesus said, because I tell you the truth, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. The next verse is what? Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I am the truth, why don't you believe me? The next verse. And he that is of God heareth my words, God's words. Ye therefore hear not because you are not of God. Verse 48. Then answered the Jews, the Pharisees. They answered him, said we not unto thee that thou art a Samaritan and you have a devil? And they were accusing Jesus Christ that, what is this small boy who is talking plenty about God, 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 everything God, everything God. Be a God, my father, but when you were you born, you are shouting, my father, my father, my father. Who is God? Why did you born that you call God my father like that? Everything you do, and my father has sent me, and my father says, you do the Bible. But we do what you think we are. So they told me that, I think that this guy has a devil. And they answered. Then Jesus answered them. Listen carefully. That's the whole message. Jesus answered them when they accused him. Why are you into my father, my father, my father? No, there are some people, anytime you make reference to somebody who has been good to you and who have been kind to you and help you to change your life, it's like, this person. And they won't go on. So this is the same thing. Jesus answered them that, no, I have not a devil, but I honor my father. Hallelujah. I have not a devil, but I honor. That anytime you hear me talking about God, Anytime you hear me talking about the goodness of my father, my father's kingdom, my father is this, my father is this, I'm trying to tell you that all that I'm doing is to honor my father. Hallelujah. I have not a devil, but I honor my father. Now that means that Jesus Christ is speaking to us. Listen, everybody, listen to me. Okay? Listen to me. What it means is that, please bring the scripture, that anybody who doesn't know how to honor a father, the alternative is that you have a devil inside you. You have a devil inside you. If you don't know how to honor a father, then there's a devil inside you. Hallelujah. Because who is a father? A father is the one whose effort and labor brought you into existence. Existence. If somebody has not given birth to you, can you listen to what she says to me? I'll hear you. You have no idea the effort of your father. How he was able to convince your mother to be able to open the legs more for him. To do something for you to come. That night he didn't want to do it. Your father had to use all entreaties. All things. Pay everything. To enable him to have his way. And drop something small into your mother's womb. And out of that thing he did is you who is sitting down here. Hallelujah. Now you are born into this world and then you tell your father that I will not honor you. There is a devil inside you. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. This is Jesus Christ speaking to us. Amen. The title of the message is what? I have no devil, but I honor my father. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, ushers, help us quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. So Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my father. Hallelujah. I have not a devil, but I honor my father. So I was explaining to you who is a father. A father is the one who brought you into existence. Existence. As you are sitting there, if it had not been your father's seed he planted in your mother, he may not have even taken care of you. But it was his seed into your mother which has made you who you are today. If you look at your nose, your head, your shoe, your every part of your body look like your father. At least either your father or your mother. And your father's genes, even if you look at your mother, your father's genes is in you. You can't deny that fact. I think that is why people do paternity tests to confirm whether you are my daughter or my son. Because that shows that it was my contribution that made you who you are. And that is why when God was writing 10 commandments, Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12. One of the commandments God gave, hallelujah, is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor your father. So God knows the contribution of a father in making you to be in existence. And that is why God commands that you need to honor that person. Because your whole being couldn't have been in existence without your father planting a seed. Forget about the fact that he took care of you to go to school or not to go to school. You have to, that's why we are teaching ourselves. Because see, sometimes our mothers make us understand that the fathers didn't do anything. Our mothers have pumped some negativity into our spirit from the day you were born till you grew up. That don't mind your father. Don't mind your father. He didn't take care of me. He abandoned us. He did this. And so, it's like when you grow, you have a certain aversion towards your father because of what you have heard from your mother. And that is why we have to teach you. Because many of us, we grew up without knowing what a father is. And so we don't know how to appreciate, recognize, and honor something that God has put in the sworn 10 commandments. Hallelujah. And that is why one of the things you learn from Jesus Christ was that anything he did, he never gave himself the credit. You see, that is somebody who is recognizing a father's contribution towards what he's doing. Anytime he does any miracle, he says, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. It's not my way. I don't appreciate, I don't glorify myself. It's my father. Everything I'm doing is for my father. It's like, so at a point in time, the Pharisees were so deceived that, who is this? My father, my father, my father, my father. That every day you keep saying, I think this guy has a devil. He said, rather you people have the devil. Because in the same scripture, John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus rather told them that you are of your father the devil. You is a murderer. Me, I don't have the spirit in you. So Jesus is showing us that anybody who doesn't know how to honor a father, there is a devil inside you. That is why we are learning. We have to teach you in the, because we can, nobody will teach you this. They didn't teach this one in the university. No curriculum of university have this kind of teaching. They won't teach you this. Well, it is only a church which operates with God's wisdom. God's wisdom. The highest level of wisdom comes from God. Hallelujah. That is why we teach you, so that you don't live a foolish and a cursed life. So Jesus is telling us that it is evil not to honor a father. You are full of demons not to recognize a father and to honor a father. So throughout this month, I'm only introducing the subject. But next week, I'm going to continue. Next 2 weeks, I'm going to continue. The whole of this man, I'm going to control. Until I make you be filled and full of the wisdom of God, that you don't drive away your father. Hallelujah. And so God, in your lifetime, will give you different fathers to make you who you can become. Apart from your physical father, God also gives you spiritual fathers. Spiritual fathers. Elisha, his father was called Shaphat, Mr. Shaphat. So in our day, it would have been called Mr. Elisha Shaphat or Prophet Elisha Shaphat. But when he followed Elijah and he saw him, he was like, my father, my father. Who is my father, my father? Elijah, who is the man he followed, introduce him to the anointings and the prophetic ministry of him, Elijah. He passed on. He operated with the spirit of his father. Hallelujah. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Watch it. Back there, please, quiet. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 4, 15. Write these scriptures down. Because if we are in a school, we are teaching you. So write scriptures. He said, for though You have 10,000 instructors. 10,000 what? Instructors. Yet, have you not many fathers? Because a father is only one person. How many men slept with your mother before you were born? Only one. Even if they had gala or league, it is the one person's. Only one person. Yes. It's only one person's seed that brought you into existence. That is why Paul said, even though you may have many instructors, you may have many pastors, you may have many preachers, but in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. That means I gave birth to you in Christ. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, there is somebody who also gave birth to you. There is a Presbyterian song. They sing it. What is it? My mother and father gave birth to me, and you also gave birth to me in the spirit. That's the meaning of the song. So in Christ, there is somebody also who gave birth to you, which you need to recognize. And sometimes that spiritual father's contribution even will make you more than even what your physical father did for you. Sometimes. So on this month, throughout this month, we are going to learn different ways to honor. Some people always think that when we say honor, it's like, oh, when you give the person money. No. Sometimes it's not even about money. Just recognizing the person alone. Sometimes mentioning the person's name alone in your speech. In a good way. That is why the Pharisees were amazed at this small boy. Every time he said, my father. What at all is this, my father? See, because he kept mentioning God's name, his father's name. But many of us, we don't know how to mention people who have been good to us. Hallelujah. We have spiritual fathers. That is why we also take time to recognize and appreciate and honor these spiritual fathers that God sent into our lives. Amen. Sometimes you have fathers in business. There's a certain business you are doing. Somebody introduced you into that business. He's your father. You must learn how to appreciate that. When I joined this person, he turned things around. He showed me how to even do this business. And so when your business starts doing well, and his is not, don't see somebody and say that, look at them. Remember that if you are not introduced an idea and or maybe led you to go to even sometimes they take you abroad or maybe China to go and buy certain product and then you come. Remember that he's a father to you. Hallelujah. And another father to recognize is your husband. I'm saying it. Hallelujah. You see, as I look behind the screen, there are many beautiful girls. Remember, the definition of a father is the one who brings you into existence on a something in your life. So, as you are a young girl walking on the street, you are looking for somebody to change your status from ordinary girl into a missus. A missus. Who is going to father you into marriage and call you a wife? It takes a man. Are you here? Go home. It takes a man to speak to you and say that among all the girls, I want to choose you as my wife. Suddenly, he has given birth to you to join the club called wives. Because if he had not chosen you, you will still remain as an ordinary girl. And there are thousands of women more beautiful than you, than the one who is sitting there. But nobody has chosen them yet. Nobody. That is why you must learn how to honor your husband. That if he has not chosen you, you will still be part of the chain of young girls who are walking on the street looking for somebody to choose me. Mrs. Jesse. You cannot look at you. You have your baby in front of you. The ladies beside you, they don't have children. He has changed your name and your status. And you can't recognize that this is somebody who God has given to me that I need to honor. That is why we are saying that if you don't do that, it means that you have a devil inside you. A devil inside you. A devil is inside you. What are the devils? The devil of forgetting that you wouldn't be who you are if that person has not come into your life. You wouldn't be who you are as we are talking if that person's contribution has not added to your life. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? So, we need to learn how to recognize different fathers God gives to us and to honor them. Amen. So, what are the signs that you have a devil? So, today I'm teaching only one. I have about 8 points, but I'm teaching one because of time. When you see this sign manifesting in you, remember that you have a devil. And that very soon, you will lose your position. If you allow that demon to continue to be in you without honoring, you are going to lose your position. Say amen. Esther. Chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. When you refuse to appear before your God or your Lord, when he calls you, it's a sign that you have a devil inside you. Esther, chapter 1. It came to pass that in the days of Ahasuerus, he reigned from India and then continue. Watch it. In those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat in his throne, in his palace in Shushan. Are you here? In the third year of his reign, he made a great feast. And all the princes and the servants, the power of Persia and Media, and the nobles and the princes of the and the provinces, they came before him. Quickly, we are reading the Bible. And when he showed the his riches of his glory, glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty, 104 scores. Score is 20. So 180 days celebration. We were celebrating 180 days. Hallelujah. The next verse, quickly. And when the days expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan, the palace, before great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. The next verse. He gave drinks, all kind of things. The next verse, let's continue. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compare, for so the king had appointed unto all. The next verse, let's move on. was making party with his important personalities. Then his wife, who had also gathered the women, she was also making party for her women. To also show that she's also a woman of power. Men of beauty. And so, who is leading me? He has taken me too far. Number 10. That's right. You are moving 10. Quickly, 10. You are, on the seventh day of the week, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded watch Nehunam, Bizdar, Abona, Bektar, Abaga, Zetar, Kakas, seven of his chamberlains. He commanded seven of his ministers, special ministers of state. What should they do? Watch it. Just to go and inform his wife, that I am having a party with my people, and so I want you to come. Seven people, not one. That your husband is giving you the greatest honor. The next verse, 11. To bring Vashti the king before the king with his royal crown. Just to show the people and the princess her beauty. For she was a very beautiful woman to look at. Like Ahofe Patri, who is sitting down here. Hallelujah. Are you here? Now watch how in the midst of the whole kingdom, nobody was chosen to be a queen. But Vashti. And then the king sent seven men that put on your best of dress and just come and just walk in front of my people. So that as I'm sitting, that people can see that, Charlie, Malami free ogwe a friend is a swedru. But my bank cram I been your bad papa bia. But then I'm rich man for there. Man so me were near my had. Mawar. Hallelujah. Now watch verse 12. But the queen Vashti refused. She did what? Refused to come. At the king's commandment. We are teaching you the devil of dishonor. That when you don't honor, you have a devil. That is what I'm teaching you. When we don't honor, it's a sign that you have a devil. You know, Vashti never knew that he had devil inside her. As far as she was concerned, she was a beautiful queen. She was a nice person. She was flowing with all the ladies in town. Everybody liked Vashti. But there was a demon of pride inside her. Disrespect to your own husband. The man who has made you a queen sitting there. If you are not chosen, you wouldn't be sitting on this seat. Today I brought you to sit on this seat, and so now you have become important that when I call you to come, you choose whether to come or not to come. That is the devil inside you about to destroy your life. You have a devil. You have a devil. He said, I do not have a devil, but I honor. If you want to honor your husband, when he calls you, you have to appear. For you to tell seven men have come with their glorious dress. And then you look at their face and you see how the king is sitting with all his top people in the country. And you say, come. And you tell the kings that I will not come. That's the greatest dishonor. That simple word that he said, I will not come, is the demon. You remember what Jesus Christ, Paul Peter said that, you can't go. Jesus told him that Satan yet because he could see that it is not Peter, the spirit person, who is speaking, but Peter, the demon person, speaking to him. That's why we are teaching you. That's why I'm teaching you. Be careful that your refusal to appear. Sometimes when we're having a service, your refusal to appear here is a sign that you disrespect God and you have a devil inside you. Refusal to appear. That God made a mistake to give you health and energy. He made a mistake to make you a lawyer. God made a mistake to give you a job. And then when we say we are coming to church, we are going to the God who has made you who you are. We are coming to serve this God. And then you tell us that you are will not come. You have a devil inside you. And I'm preaching to you, and I'm preaching to you, that let this demon come out of your spirit, because it will destroy you and it will take your dignity from you. Who made you the queen? Whose labor? Whose effort? Whose riches? Whose seat? Whose kingdom? Whose room are you sleeping? Whose bed? Who made you a king, a queen? Look at Camilla. Yesterday, as they were crowning the king, just because Camilla is just a sexual mate of a prince, just because of that opportunity, she's also put the crown on you. Who made you that person? And when that person calls you, you say, I will not come. That's demon operating in you. And we know the story. Membukan gave a very nice explanation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, Allah. That is why I'm teaching you. Because see, when this spirit is, many of us, we don't even know that this demon. We can't recognize. We think that demons are lying, fornicating, adultery. And no. Vashti never committed adultery. He didn't lie. He didn't steal. But the demon of disrespect. Disrespect. There are many young girls you are, because of its disrespect. Disrespect. The demon of disrespect is the reason why you are not married. Disrespect. A young man has come, he wants to marry you, but you look at the person and look at his shoe and look at his dress and say, look at you. Do you think I am your class? Who are you? Who made you a beautiful girl that you can tell us somebody created by God? Who are you? Is that why you are struggling? It's a demon. I have not the devil, but I honor my father. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? Are you ready to learn something from God? I'm preaching. We will finish very soon. It's a sign that you have demon. That your boss who employed you will call you, come for meeting, and then you tell that, go and tell boss that I cannot come. Who gave you employment? Whose money do you get every month to buy your shoe and your panty that you wear? Whose money? Who gave you the title that you are using to brandish your way around? You don't know. That's why we say it's a demon, because you fail to recognize and appreciate and to honor the one who made you who you are. I'm preaching to you. Young girls, you have demon in you. Even your own mother, you don't respect your mother. Your mother said, don't go. Do you know the lady who was shot up in Kumasi recently? Najwa. His brother told him, don't go. Said, don't go. The brother was, I see, something came up for me to that. The way my sister is going now at this time, he said, don't go. And he said, he had just finished bathing. So there was only a towel around his loins. So as he was trying to prevent Madua, the towel came down. And in his nakedness, trying to cover the Madua, slipped out. He didn't know that was few minutes. Few minutes. The spirit of disobedience. Stubbornness. Stubbornness. You don't know the boy I found. That boy, that man, the way he's taking somebody's husband. Somebody's husband. Somebody's husband. It's what young girls are chasing. You have a devil inside you. You have a devil inside you. Somebody's husband. It's what you are following. You have a devil inside you. And it will kill you very soon. As I'm teaching you. Jesus said, I have not a devil. I honor my Father. Memukan. Watch. And there are always memukans around. I said there are always memukans around. When you mess up, your husband has friends. He will discuss with them. Your boss has committee members. They will discuss you. Your pastor will discuss you among the pastor meeting. Because when we say we are meeting, you didn't come. Therefore, and the queen has refused to come at the king's commandment. Hey. Therefore was the king very, very disturbed. Ooh. What a disgrace. But my own wife, I mean, if you not respect me, at least not in the presence of this group of people I've gathered. You know, see, that's why we say it's the devil. See, when the devil is controlling you, it doesn't make you even think. You don't think the consequence of what you are doing or what you are saying. You don't think that, oh, by this time my husband has a lot of people around him. All. He has invited people for 18 days. Yeah, I mean, for the past 8, he hasn't called me. But if today he's calling me, wouldn't it be something special that my husband wants me to do for him? There might be a reason. Oh, this one, please. Ladies, you know what? My Lord is calling me, okay? Let me go and attend to him. You hold for me. Though my secretary, take over. Let me go and come. That is Anna. Anna means that let me go and come. But when you say, I will not go, you have shown greatest dishonor. Sometimes husbands will be ready. Will be ready. At midnight, the anointing has come. The power has come. The manifestations have come. And you try to tap your wife. Darling, can you wake up small? Can you wake up small? Hey, who is that? Who is that? But who brought you to this bed? Who is that? Who else can ask you for this hour? And you say, I am, and I'm, my hand is burning me down. And all the feelings and all the fire start quenching. You have a devil. You have a devil. You can't recognize. What do you know? Is it not devil who quench the fire? Only devil quenches fire. That's why I'm preaching this message to you. Look at your face shining. It has taken this man a great labor to make you what you are doing. You are sitting there here. So learn how to honor him. Don't try and say negative things when he says he's calling you. And as for calling, he will be calling you. There's a song by a bishop. As for calling, I will be calling you. He will be calling you. When, as you sit on this seat, be ready for callings. A lot of callings will come. And anytime he calls, whether he's in toilet, whether he's in the bathroom, whether he's in the hot place, anywhere he calls you, you have to stop whatever you are doing and attend to your boss and your Lord, and he will bless you. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you there or go home? So, they refuse. The next verse, I think verse 20. Let's move from 18. When this thing happened, Bible said that they called the president didn't even talk. He was totally confused. So The elders sat down and said, look, we have to solve this problem once and for all. How will they solve it? So they all gathered. And they came out with an idea. That they say, likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto the king's princes. Now, they are saying that the way Vashti has treated the king, the women who are married to the king's princes and king's ministers, they will learn this. They will learn this behavior. And they also do the same thing to their husbands. Because that is why when you sit on the higher, somebody give you an honor, respect the person. Because your behavior others copy. Yes, but if your dear, just you can not hear. Because you disrespected your husband, your children will learn it. And when they go to, they also go to, it will not work with them because they know how mommy talk to daddy. So they said, the ladies of the whole nation will learn this. And they also say to their husbands, the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath against men in this state. Hey, therefore, if it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from, so that the king will find somebody else. And what happened to him? He said, sack Vashti. The last one, he said, it is a demon. You see, yeah, can you say, what can you say for a man? I'm going to come Pacho, Tienyamia, I'm never Bobra. Because that demon of pride, demon of talking back, Okanwaka. You don't see it as something wrong, but I'm teaching you that it's the devil. Because that small thing can take you off your seat. That's what happened to this woman. That's that statement that I will not come. Mema. If you say, yeah, me man on the man, how, you know, name of the implications of the me man. A chest, one for boo. I'm mawukuno. One for boo. The son of the one you'll be numbered if I'm going to say, do you croony? No, no, what about you? And now your husband, no, he has given birth to a daughter for you. And I'm paying for his hand, you'll be numbered. Do you croony? Now, I don't know what that means, but I know that at least that Diukunuidni, I remember that song when I was a small boy. It pleased the if it please, let the royal go and judge that so that it will serve as an example that no women in this community will learn the bad behavior of Queen Esther. The bad behavior. That is why we said that when you dishonor, you lose your position in life. You lose. How can you come this far? How have you look at how far you have come? Then you do something small that will take you completely off from this seat. That's why God is telling us, teaching us this afternoon. There are many things, but we don't have time. Next Sunday, I'm going to continue this message. I want to encourage you to come. Come and hear 9 signs of death that demons are operating in you, which you may never know. 9 signs. So anytime somebody who is your leader calls and you tell the person, I will not come. I think there was a scripture in Numbers. Moses called some pastors. Come. Let us say, go and tell them, we will not come. That was the end of them. It's a sign of disrespect. Disrespect, dishonor. That's what Jesus said. I have not a devil, but I honor. That means that if you don't honor somebody you need to honor, you are manifesting devilish behavior. But I pray that today, the power of God is not only for wives, for men. Everybody has somebody who is your leader. I am a pastor and I have Bishop Eddie as my bishop. If he calls for a meeting, I cannot tell him I won't come. I can't sit down and say, oh, but Bishop, I'm having a wedding, so I'm a priest. I have a meeting even this afternoon with him. I can give give excuse, but that is what, if you honor the person, because sometimes your very presence alone is more than what the person wants. He doesn't need anything from you. Your very presence. Your very presence. That is why those of you who come to church today and tomorrow don't come, let's say again tomorrow, you don't honor God. You don't respect God. The God who gave you life to live. Then you are quite bad. Now what you are so. That brass I was you make a bog off. Make extra classes. You dishonor God. Be careful, your life is not taken away from you. Be careful. I had a friend, one of my church members, those days. I told him, I think we're having a program. Come to the service. Oh, Reverend, see, I'm doing this. One day I was there, here car has knocked him down. Because at that time when we were gathering to pray, he was preparing for his exams. And he has done all that he could. And he was going out to just go and buy some banana and eat. And from his way outside the banana to his house, on his way, he was walking with his wife. And his wife was, let's pass this shortcut and to get to your house. Said, no. I want to pass this way. Just as he was about to turn to the journey to his house, a certain driver somewhere just knocked him out. Now sometimes, appearing at certain meetings alone can save your life. I'm telling you. Which many of you have taken it for granted that, no, I don't have time for church. This church. Maybe it is the church is the reason why you are alive today. That is why I don't see why a Sunday will meet me and I call myself that I am too busy to come to church. It's a dishonor that Sunday morning you will leave everything. On your Monday when you go to office, you don't say that excuse. But only Sundays you have excuse. It's a dishonor to God. And may the Lord deliver us from them today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet as we pray. Father, thank you for today. May we not become like Esther. May we not become like Vashti. The devil and the evil of disrespect to appear, just to appear. Many of us, we are like Vashti's in the church, in our offices. Nobody can call you for a meeting. Your boss cannot call you. It's a sign that demon is dealing with you. Repent from that so that you don't lose your position. Lift up your hands. The one who has given you job to live your life with, you can still speak against that person. Pray that God deliver me from that evil. Honor the person. Honor your pastor. Honor your God. Honor God. Pray. Everybody pray, because somehow everybody have this small element of pride in you. Small element of, I won't come. This meeting I can't come. Lift up. Pray. Father, thank you for today. Holy Spirit, we love you. We want to be like Jesus, who always honored his father. May we also honor every father that you have used to raise us up. May we not forget people whose contribution has made us who we are today. Teachers, we thank you, Holy Ghost, for teaching us not to dishonor, because dishonoring is a devil. We don't want to have these demons in our lives. Forgive us if you have done that with them and change our hearts towards you. We thank you in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Today, somebody invited you and you want to give your life to Christ. I want you to lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift up your right hand and say, Pastor, I've dishonored God and I want to come back to Him. I want to give my life as a living sacrifice and serve God. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift up. Don't look at anybody. It's between you and God. God bless you. If your hand is lifted up, please come forward. I'm praying. Come to pray for you. Come. Come. Brother, come. Come. Come to me. Come. I'm waiting for you. Yes, you. Come. Come. Yes, come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Encourage yourself. Come. Come. You are coming to God. God bless you. God bless you. Clap. Encourage them to come. Encourage them to come. Yes. This is how we became who we are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Stand. Congregation, please pray with them. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I know I am a sinner, and nothing can save me except your blood that you shed on Calvary. Today, I come to you. Please forgive me all my sins and wash away my sins with your precious blood. Make me a new person in Christ so that, Lord, my life will be used to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, bless these ones and establish them in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer, and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you. So be